brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back. And we're going to give this guy a say in this segment, but, it's just a ludicrous argument. Again, if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv right now, who's on the back cover? Oh, that's Bin Laden and Bush. Oh, it's Matrix of Evil. Who's on the cover? Oh, well, that's George Bush right there. Oh, who's on Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove? It's both George Bushes. Oh, who's on American Dictators? And by the way, John Kerry, a little puppet, is in the background as well. But this is a papier-mâché of Bush with devil horns on him. That's not as provocative as having Obama in the title or Bush in the title. No, we don't have any films with quote-unquote Bush in the title, but that's because it isn't the Bush deception. They didn't sell us on George Bush. You know, they sold us a close election between him and Gore, and then a supposed close election between him and his cousin on both sides, third on one side, eighth on the other, John Kerry. Go ahead, Gary. You still there? Gary dropped. Oh, you drop off. I'm going to give you the chance to spew your lies and hate, and you can't even hang with the big boys. I feel bad for you. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to play this SeaWorld clip of Alex Jones really exposing the biometric smart grid, cashless society control grid agenda. I'm pretty sure he talks about DHS in this. It's been years and years and years since I've actually viewed it, but this is why you want a PrisonPlanet.tv subscription. Number one, you get all the movies I just talked about and so much more. I got the 9/11 Chronicles over here as well. Number two, you get to see some of this great stuff. Alex Jones has been doing this for well over 10 years, and his library of work is really just, it's inconceivable. It's unmatched. He has done so much with so little and expanded so much in such a little amount of time. I don't think people realize how hard this is to do. What a difficult job this can be. How trying it is. Especially when you have people like that. I don't like the way you named your movie. Well, I don't think that millions of people would have gone out and seen it if it wasn't called the quote-unquote Obama deception or gotten over the left-right paradigm. I think it was a genius name, and that's why we have military members from the United States calling us from Japan, telling it woke them up. And all over the world, in fact. And that's why it has millions of views with multiple copies on the internet. All right, let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on the line. Yes, Terry.
Hey, you get a chance after the program, go to chick.com, like the baby chicken, chick.com, mm-hmm. and read the story, 7-part story of Father, the ex-Jesuit priest, Father Alberto Rivera. If you really want to know the truth and who is behind,
all right, thank you so much, sir. It's just another guy trying, in imaginary world trying to bash us. We have real experts on about the Vatican last week, and that's not good enough. We talk about angels and demons, but people want to say that Alex Jones is some kind of a Jesuit assassin. People want to say I'm some kind of a Mossad operative and that we're disinformation agents that are out to keep the truth from you. Ooh, the Council for National Policy that was made in the 80s is setting up everything. No, they're just another think tank organization who I don't tend to agree with that also fund black operations that are part of the bigger octopus or picture, just like the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, just like the Mossad and Israel, just like Pakistan and the ISI. They all have their compartmentalized role. People are just, just so overtly ignorant, and they really want to lead other people into the wrong path. They don't want to lead you towards the apex of the pyramid. They want to lead you to lower rungs of the pyramid so that you really lose sight and you start infighting and attacking other people. It's out of control. And they want to call this show up, while I'm hosting it to try to take advantage of the fact that Alex isn't here. You want to see the truth right now. You go here. I know everything. Look, we're not perfect here. We report as much as we possibly can with a short-level staff. How many websites do we have to put up? How many movies do we have to make? We should be judged by the fruits of our labor, by the content of our character. But no, people just want a gun for us because we're number one in the alternative media. Join the info war. Get to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership right now. Back after this with Alex Jones, Biometric SeaWorld.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go to DP, John, Chris, Steven, Freeburger, and others. It's the Alex Jones Show. I want to thank one more sponsor for the day. It's eCigarettesChoice.com. That's eCigarettesChoice.com. So what is an e-cigarette? It's an electronic cigarette. It's what I'm holding in my hand right here on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're trying to quit smoking, this is a great alternative. It's not a patch. It actually is nicotine. It gives you that oral fixation that you really crave, and you can do it indoors. So if you're looking not to quit smoking, but just be able to get that nicotine buzz in a bar or a restaurant, check it out. This is how it actually works. You just simply and blow out. It's that simple. It's got a little cartridge on the back. It's really neat. There are different models. There's the e-cigarette mini like this that really look like a cigarette. Then there's the Hunter Thompson Gonzo style, if you will. It's eCigarettesChoice.com. Go check it out. It's a really cool product, especially if you're trying to quit smoking or, again, just trying to smoke indoors without having to go into the freezing cold or the bitter heat. All right, we are about to play this Blast from the Past segment. It's somewhere over on PrisonPlanet.tv, I think. I don't know, buried in the archives somewhere. We were able to pull it up. It is the biometric SeaWorld clip of Alex Jones, and it is money from start to finish. Hit it.
SeaWorld in San Antonio, Texas, owned by Anheuser-Busch, biometrically scanning those that enter the park for absolutely no reason. It was a photo ID, but now you've got to scan biometrically. and big corporations have lined up to sell biometrics and RFID to the population in preparation of the new national sales tax, new international taxes, and to track and trace everything we buy, sell, and do, which they publicly admitted in the Total Information Awareness Network, that, by the way, was not canceled when they fired Admiral Poindexter. They just changed the name. So, again, you can't even go to SeaWorld without biometrically scanning now. It's disgusting. From grocery stores to your banks to ATMs, it's going in everywhere. School children have to thumb scan to get their school lunches, have to thumb scan to get on school buses in many school districts around the country. And I was just curious about these scanners. What's going on with those?
There.
Well, just tell me then.
They scan pass photos, they scan their hands, and it's 3D digital picture.
But why wouldn't they just look at the picture of the person? Why would you?
The new cards don't have any.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going away from somebody just looking at your picture to scanning your scanning.
And if you don't want to do that, you have to show us your ID to prove that it's you.
Yeah. And plus, you're biometrically scanned to do that. You know, the grocery stores are putting these in. What do you think of all this?
I'm a retard.
So you're taking your pictures off the card
and taking a 3D picture of your hand
and putting a hand scanner on there.
Yes.
Doesn't that kind of spread germs to do that?
We have hand sanitizers if anybody wants.
It's all been thought of. Very interesting system. So it's biometric.
Okay. I'm not sure how to use it nowadays.
What do they tell you about it?
You have to scan your hand with a 3D picture, and then the person will do it twice the first time they come in, and then once every other time after that to validate them.
And then it instantly identifies them.
Yes.
It's normally hooked up and working, though.
Yes.
Why isn't it on today?
It is on today.
It's working today.
Oh, really?
It's working right now.
Oh, really?
Do you have a season pass?
Yes, I do.
And it only works with the season pass holders, because the new season pass don't have a picture on it.
I noticed that, but when I came through, they said, oh, it's raining, you don't have to do it. Oh, they told you to cover them at first? Let them open. How long have you been using these?
It just started this year.
When did the new season start?
March 6th.
Do people like it?
So far, yes.
But you said some people don't.
Some people don't want to use it because of germs and everything.
All right. Well, very interesting. Thank you. So this is the new system to get into the park?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So this is the new biometric system. What does it say on the screen when it shows they're a good citizen?
It says accepted.
That
means that you can come back. You can come into the park.
Now let me bring this up to you guys. All over the country, grocery stores, banks, everybody are putting these in.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
HEB in Austin and HEB in Houston is starting to put it in some of their stores.
I didn't know that.
But I've read the federal documents where they say that you're going to have to thumb scan, biometrically scan, to buy or sell anything. Oh, you've heard that?
No, I didn't know that, but I heard that in the news. No, sir, the exit's around the corner. Turn to your left.
So you heard on the news we're going to have to... But that's like Big Brother. But if you're a Christian, you kind of see it as Mark of the Beast type stuff.
Yeah. Can I help you?
No, we're done. I'm waiting for my husband. I need to get through.
Okay.
Have you heard anybody talk about that and say it's kind of like Mark of the Beast?
No, there's other people that don't want to do it, so I just have to...
They don't tell you why they don't want to do it.
Yeah, they haven't told me why they don't want to do it. They just say that they don't
What percentage? Do it. Like 1 out of 10 doesn't want to do it, or how many?
No, it's really 1 out of 10. Everybody else does it because everybody's like, whoa, it's something different, you know.
Oh, it's like new technology. Woo!
Oh, look.
And then take it out and do the same.
It's so easy being a global citizen. Sir, do you like the new system?
Yes, sir, I do.
You know, they're going to make you do that to go to the grocery store. I've read the federal plans.
Oh, yeah?
Did you notice that you scan when you got a driver's license?
No.
When you got a driver's license, they just scan you? Remember putting your finger on the red light?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They've been doing that for 10 years. This is part of a total grid. And I know you love your son here. You need to research biometrics. This is bad news.
All right.
And people need to complain about it, yeah.
About what? What's bad news?
About biometrics. They're going to install a new national sales tax using this. Big corporations have lined up under Homeland Security funding to put the biometrics in to get us to accept it. And so then when you scan your hand, when that happens, when you put your hand on the scanner, you then are being conditioned to be part of the system. So research it. Good talking to you.
All right, let's hit the clip. How much longer was left in that, guys? About a minute left or not even? Maybe we'll play more of it later. I want to take some more calls. And then at the 30 after, we're actually going to have the writer of this, I think it's of this latest article. It had about 2-3 minutes left. Well, we might play more of that later. This article on the EMT driver and associate, the other EMT worker who was tending to the sick lady. We're going to get the whole story from the reporter who was on the scene. We've been trying to get the people actually involved. They don't seem to be wanting to come on the radio program. I don't know if they're actually aware of who we are, or they're scared of the media, or they're scared of the repercussions in their town. But we're going to get start to finish what did happen there outside of what you saw on the video. You know, this outrageous, out-of-control cop putting his hands on an EMT worker who's trying to help somebody. I mean, they tried to arrest him. And people, he resisted arrest. Had he not resisted, he would have gone to jail. He didn't go to jail. There's a state law. You know, we didn't read that, I don't think, on air. But he goes, it's a state law. And that's because there is a state law that actually protects paramedics in Oklahoma. A new law in Oklahoma makes it a felony to attack or injure emergency medical technicians, which it should be. Will the law really protect them? In Oklahoma last year, 14 EMSA paramedics were attacked while on the job. 8 of those were in Tulsa and 6 in Oklahoma City. So he immediately says there's a state law. And like I said, he really did keep his cool. Those cops were way, way out of line. You can go see the video over at Infowars.com or my blog, TheInfoWarrior.com. DP in California, you're on the air. Yes, DP.
Thanks, Jason, for taking my call. I was really interested in the clip you showed there at SeaWorld. I was not aware that that was in control. I hate to kind of digress, but I need some help on HR 1207. The only thing I have is off of governmenttrack.us, and in the summary it says that this act repeals the authority of the Comptroller General to carry on an on-site examination of an open insured bank or bank holding company only if the appropriate federal regulatory agency has consented in writing. It retains the authority of the Comptroller General to audit a federal agency. When my friends see this, is they say, I don't want no part of that if it repeals the authority of the Comptroller General to carry out these on-site. I pretty well understand this, but is there a place that we can go to find a better explanation of exactly?
And the bill you're talking about is the audit the Fed bill, right?
Yes, sir, the 1207,
1207. I would go to campaignforliberty.com or ronpaulwarroom.com. I'm sure there's all sorts of things about the intricacies of the bill, you know, how it's going to work and how it's going to enact. I think we've done some stories over at infowars.com as well. I know there are a ton of stories going up every day, and it's very hard to go through all these things. But go check Campaign for Liberty. I'm sure that there's a link that explains the entire bill over there. I thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Yes, John.
Hey, this thing, I was doing some research and I found out that, when he was the governor of Texas, George Bush, that, he executed like 150 people.
Yeah, he executed
and
Yeah, he executed a bunch of people.
Do you know he only commuted one sentence?
The Matamoros murders? Is that what we're going to get into right here?
No, it was Henry Lee Lucas.
Yeah, Henry Lee Lucas, the Matamoros murders. He was a killer. Yeah. No, look into it, man. It's spooky stuff. Look, all I'm going to say about that is that there are scattershot reports all over the place implicating that, Bush apparently pardoned Henry Lee Lucas, this multiple murderer, somebody who was in connection with these Brownsville and Matamoros murders, these ritualistic killings. Beyond that, I mean, there aren't a lot of media reports for me to really get into. There's a quote from 2000, which I don't even want to say because it's from one news source, and I'd like to get the video clip before I actually speak about it. But it is interesting. Go check out what I just talked about, my man. We're going to go to Chris, Steven, Freeburger, and others on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show back after this.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The wind is blowing in a very dangerous direction, folks. And we're going to play more of that biometric clip because he does switch it up from being outside and goes internally, and you really see even more of the biometric equipment they have inside of SeaWorld. It's actually just pretty crazy. But we're also going to really outline this whole Obama speech. I think I started recording maybe 2 or 3 minutes into it. We're going to break it down all in the next hour. Alex Jones coming up at the top of the hour. And in about 5 minutes, we're going to have the person that wrote this article on the EMT being jackbooted, if you will, by the police. Oh, don't try to save that old woman's life. Get in the car. You are under arrest. All right, let's go to, who are we on? We are on, I believe, Chris in Maryland. You're on the air. Chris.
What's going on, Jason?
How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. Fort Detrick, Maryland. I'm here in Frederick, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to touch on a couple subjects. I'd say about 10 years ago, I was driving to D.C. I was driving down the main, the interstate, the 495. To come from Frederick to D.C., there's a road called 270, another interstate. And I was observing these boxes on the side of the roads. It looked like readers to read license plates, possibly. I don't know what other identification it was for. But this was, you know, 10-plus years ago. And me being, you know, the paranoid guy that I am, I started to research it, look into it, and I haven't got much out of it. I've actually contacted the State Highway Administration and looked into that, but I haven't got much out of it. And then you guys talking about the grid, I just felt that it probably, being around the nation's capital, that perhaps they have these on I-70, which goes from the east to the west already, and it's been there for maybe much longer than we thought.
Well, I mean, if you go to a place like Virginia, where there is a lot of national security infrastructure and underground bunkers, I mean, there's cameras everywhere on the road, all
right.
over the place. I mean, talk about a grid that's built there. You go to New York City, that same grid is almost in place. You go to the UK, that grid is in place. And now they're militarizing those grids all over. You don't see that grid, for instance, as heavy in a Boston, Massachusetts area, but now they're upping the police force. I mean, those are just precursors to what they want to do to not only the entire nation, but eventually the entire world. And they almost can get around that with the spy satellite technology that they have now. That, I mean, just look at, you know, Google Earth and Google Street View. I mean, you can get pretty nitty-gritty with just that technology that's open source. So, I mean, this has been, you know, they've been building the infrastructure for some time. This is just a big coming-out party with the Obama administration and his speech today. And, again, we're going to analyze that speech in the next hour. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line. Yes, Stephen?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Jason. Hey, first of all, I wanted to say, man, with some of the calls you've been getting today, I think I figured out what's going on here. See, you know, you're from up north just like I am, and so, you know, Santa Claus, in the, you know, the myth about him, he's at the North Pole, so, you know, obviously, you know, Santa Claus, you know, because he's a mythological character and you're from up north too, well, that proves that you're promoting myths, see. And you just don't know what you're talking about. You're just living in a fantasy land, man, you know. And actually what I'm doing is I'm trying to use absurdity to point out absurdity, because what I'm saying makes a whole lot more sense than these people that are calling into you, like this guy earlier, making a big deal about the fact that the name Bush isn't in any of Alex's movies. Now, I want to say this, dude. You need to wake up and get real. I mean, are you blind or just stupid? I've seen just about every one of Alex's movies and yours as well, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for crying out loud, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, that whole thing exposes the fact that the Bush administration was intimately tied in with 9/11 and carrying out that whole thing. So for you to go into stuff like that, here's the bottom line. Okay, Obama deception, and I've called in and mentioned this before, Jason, and you agreed with me. The thrust of that name, what it means is that the Obama deception is getting caught up in this left versus right thing, you know, focusing on the fact that he's a so-called liberal and a leftist and all this other stuff, instead of the fact that the agenda he's pushing, which is he works for the same people that Bush worked for. And the bottom line is this, you need to wake up, because regardless of what's going on, one day, these people that are running things are going to come to your door, and then it's not going to make a difference whose name is on the documentary.
Steven, you're dead on. We'll be back after this with Dave Jordan discussing the EMT and Oklahoma PD. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Back, and we are joined by Dave Jordan of News9.com, the Oklahoma City NBC affiliate out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Wait, I guess he previously worked there. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what the affiliate is here. Yeah. Well, why don't you just, for starters, describe what happened outside of this video. In other words, what have you been able to surmise is the case? I mean, why was this woman going to the hospital? Why were these people pulled over in the first place? What happens before we get to see, the son take his cell phone camera and start documenting the event?
Okay, well, before I say anything, I have to say that I'm with the CBS affiliate in Oklahoma City, KWTV. Okay. So let's get that out there.
All right.
We got a call on Memorial Day this past Monday from the gentleman who shot that video, Kenyatta Davis. He told me that his mother had suffered heat stroke. His mother lives in the town of Boley, which is in another area of Oklahoma, and every year they have this rodeo that goes on, and he was with his mom, and they attended the rodeo. And he actually lives in Oklahoma City, but he was visiting with his mother, and he stayed the weekend. Well, his mom was doing some work outside of the house and suffered from heat exhaustion, he told me. Mm-hmm. So they called an ambulance, which was run by the, they called 911, as you would expect, and mm-hmm. the ambulance picked them up. from the Creek Nation. It's the Creek Nation, the Indian tribe, which runs the ambulance that services that area. Well, they picked him up, and they picked up his mother, and they were riding to the emergency room in a nearby town called Prague to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens after that is a matter of debate between the Oklahoma Highway Patrol and the Davis family. But mm-hmm. judging from what the Davis family told me, that's all I can pretty much tell you is what they told me. And what
all
I
right,
was,
so from the perspective of the Davis family, how does this all occur? I mean, do we have any other eyewitnesses outside of the Davis family? Has
We did hear from some other eyewitnesses yesterday who pretty much confirmed the Davis family's version of events.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what those events are. They were riding down Highway 62 through a town called Payton, and they were not running hot, as they say. They did not have on their siren. They did not have on their lights, their lights. They were just driving down the road, which did not have a lot of traffic and was a winding road, as you would expect on a holiday weekend in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And they said within a matter of seconds, they saw an OHP trooper pull up next to them, just out of nowhere. The OHP trooper, according to the Davis family, was not running his hot either. They had the lights on. They didn't have the sirens on. So this trooper just got in his car, according to the Davises, and drove up to the ambulance. And on their way to a separate call, they were responding to a call of, a stolen car.
Okay.
Then they called for backup, and another ambulance came over. OHP trooper car came over.
Mm-hmm.
And they got into an argument because the troopers believed that the ambulance did not yield to them so that they can respond to this call.
Okay.
The ambulance paramedic maintained, Paul Frank was the one driving, and he said in a written statement that he did not hear them, and because of the trajectory of the road and how it was winding, he could not see them. He didn't know that they were driving up that quickly until after they had passed him or when they approached him.
Okay.
So had he known that, he would have yielded.
Okay.
Well, the troopers went and dealt with their official business, and once that was concluded, they stayed where they were, and when the ambulance was passing, they stopped them and pulled them over to ticket them for not yielding. The paramedics, the first one they dealt with was Paul, and he pretty much said, well, you know something, let's deal with this at the hospital. I have a patient in the back that is being treated. We need to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He maintains that the trooper in question, his name I believe is Daniel Martin,
mm-hmm.
started yelling and said, you know, get your blank in my vehicle. I'm writing you a ticket now. This is ridiculous. You should have yielded.
Let's stop for a second. This is the driver. This is the older white gentleman with the glasses, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's what he's saying is what happened. Now, Kenyatta Davis was riding in the passenger side of the ambulance and saw all of this happen, saw them yelling and screaming. Mm-hmm. So he just stayed inside. Well, apparently, the other paramedic, that would be the black gentleman, his name is Maurice White, he came out of the car and said, listen, we have to go and get this patient treated to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a mini scuffle that occurred, according to OHP and according to him, where they tried to arrest him. And he said, no, you're not arresting me. If you want to take this up, let's go to the hospital. And once we get this patient admitted, then you can do whatever you want to do.
And now this is before the passenger, the son, starts filming at all. There's a scuffle before the filming.
There's a scuffle before the filming that we have not seen that
okay.
apparently was recorded by dash cam video, which I'll talk about in a few minutes.
Okay.
The driver is still outside the vehicle. Mr. White goes back in and begins working on Kenyatta's mother, you know, trying to get her up to speed. And at that point, Kenyatta comes out of the ambulance to see what's going on, out of the passenger side of the ambulance to see what's going on. And they told him yet again, you know, we're stopped. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. At that point, he pulls out his phone and he starts to record everything. He does a little introduction on the raw video, which you could probably see. And he said, you know, this is me. OHP just pulled over my mother's ambulance. This is because they said that we didn't pull over as we were trying to get her to the hospital. So I'm just going to record some video of what's going on. So once he recorded the video, that's all the video that you see from that point. That's what we reported. That's what he sent to us. And that's what we reported on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ambulance, the OHP trooper tried to arrest Mr. White again for the second time. And that's when the scuffle ensued.
And, you know, in the video, you see Mr. White actually telling Mr. Davis not to get involved.
Right.
Yeah, not to get involved. It seems like he's waiting for cooler heads to prevail just to go. Now, before we get into, you know, what may or may not be on that tape, apparently, from the police cam, isn't there an apparatus out there where these police, instead of pulling over this ambulance, could have contacted the ambulance service or the hospital and asked if they were on call or, you know, if they were on an emergency call? Isn't there something there? Couldn't they have done something else other than pull these guys over in a failure to yield when they didn't apparently even have their sirens on?
Well, anytime there is a situation where an ambulance is responding to something or police officer is responding to something, you can always verify whether there is a call in progress. You know, we may not in the media have that ability, but 911 and other emergency managers can always verify with each other whether there's a call in progress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the failure to yield issue was never disputed by the paramedics. Mm-hmm. The paramedics said, you know, maybe we did fail to yield, but we did not see him. Mm-hmm. Had we seen him, we would have yielded. You know, and they were not denying anything happened. They were not denying that they were trying not to yield, which all both parties would probably doubt. They just mm-hmm. wanted the issue handled after the patient was admitted to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I mean, it seems like the guy is very frustrated, even in the, you know, 20 or so seconds that he's talking to the officer before the physical altercation actually ensues. And he does try to arrest him. I mean, he literally does say, you're under arrest two or three different times. And it's when he tries to cuff him, you know, the guy again mentions the state law, which we have in front of us. Will EMT law protect paramedics? A new law in Oklahoma makes it a felony to attack or injure emergency medical technicians. But will the law really protect them? I mean, it just seems ludicrous to me that we can't handle this. I mean, if there's anything to handle at the hospital, especially since that's the only EMT in the back with the patient.
I can tell you that this when we heard about this in the newsroom, you know, we got a call on Monday, and if any of you guys have ever worked in news, you get calls from many people alleging different things, and when you start looking into the story, it's not always as it seems. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the reporters who drew the short straw and was working that Monday on Memorial Day mm-hmm. and got the phone call from Mr. Davis, who explained his position and talked about what was going on and talked about what happened. And I told him, well, I'm not going to do the story today because I want to give OHP a chance to respond to this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, that's fine. Just, you know, I'm just going to email you some video. And he did, and I looked at it, and then I looked at it again the next day, and I called him, and his version of events did not change. Now, I contacted OHP, and OHP said that, you know, they referred us to, let me just say, the PIO that I spoke with, mm-hmm. the public information officer, told me that there was some dash cam video that had been turned over to the district attorney in the area where this all transpired, in Okpuski County.
Mm-hmm.
The assistant district attorney, her name is Maxie Riley, I've been speaking with her for the past couple of days, and the first version that she told me, what she did tell me initially, was that the dash cam video shows Mr. White attacking the trooper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it recorded everything, soup to nuts, and Mr. White could be facing charges, and those charges could come down as early as this week. And I just checked about 6 minutes ago, and she told me there were no charges that were coming down yet. They have not filed. They have not made a decision on whether to file what was going on.
And are we going to be able to see this video? I mean, is it going to be to the point where we have to ask for an FOIA request? Are they going to voluntarily let the public see this? I mean,
well, they said that they are not going to release the video until after it goes to trial, or presumably after charges are handed down. So we've been talking back and forth. Mm-hmm. I was told that, you know, that's a decision that will come later on. But, you know, if there's dash cam video that supports the trooper's version of events, then clearly that could go a long way towards seeing what actually transpired.
Well, it really seems to me that if that were the case, we would have seen this trooper video by now, but I'll be shocked if that is the case. But again, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, although I'm not sure that the way that they acted, again, pulling over an ambulance, enables that. Let's talk about the troopers in general. Do any of these guys have any kind of a past history of complaints such as this? I mean, is this supposedly an isolated incident?
Well,
has this happened before?
I've gotten a couple of calls that would suggest, well, before I even go into that, I just want to say that Mr. Davis made it perfectly clear, or plainly clear to me, that there was only one trooper that was involved in this in terms of trying to arrest the paramedic. He said the other troopers who were on the scene were just trying to defuse the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said there was one trooper that I called by name, Daniel Martin, who was the responding trooper. As of now, when I spoke with OHP, he's now the subject of an internal investigation.
Okay.
And Daniel Martin has not been put on paid administrative leave, which is routine in most cases, or suspended. You know, usually when an officer is under an investigation for something, whether the charges are valid or not, there's still an investigation pending, they would usually put that officer on paid administrative leave while that investigation goes on, and or they would suspend him outright. Paid administrative leave is seen as a procedural type of thing. Suspension is seen more as a punishment or a reprimand.
Well, what can you tell us about this?
He hasn't done anything.
What can you tell us about this internal investigation? Are they at least telling you what he's being investigated for? What are some of these previous complaints?
Well, the previous complaints, I haven't gotten any word back from OHP on the previous complaints. I asked about that, and they said that they're still looking into it. And I don't know whether there's a procedural thing that goes on unless someone is, you know, charged with the crime or, you know, formally, you know, being investigated, whether they release that information to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that I've gotten at least one other call from a paramedic for the same organization who alleges that someone stopped her, that same trooper stopped her vehicle while she was trying to transport a pregnant woman.
So, wait a minute, this guy has a past of action. This isn't the first time he's pulled over an ambulance, and the other incident was with a pregnant woman?
Well, that is one of the allegations that's being made from a paramedic who works in the same group.
Now, from that allegation, I mean, what was she ticketed? Was she detained? Was she stopped? Did she find this difficult?
Yes.
I mean,
well,
what's the story?
I'm still working the story and trying to get all angles.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what happened, you know, she called and left me a message, and I spoke with her husband about this because he was the one who called. So I'm still trying to confirm that, and I'm still trying to talk to, you know, the paramedics in question. But the paramedics were not, Mr. White and Mr. Franks have not been suspended either. According to the Creek Nation, they're still on duty. They're still paramedics. And they're still working on their shift.
Now, does this guy have any kind of, like, relations? Is there a good old boy network out there? I mean, if this guy's under investigation, he's not on paid administrative leave at all, he's not on leave while he's being investigated, that seems to be, I mean, this seems like maybe it's a smaller community, people are afraid to speak up. Is that because there is this, you know, backwards network out there? I mean, does this guy have relatives, friends in the upper echelons of the city council? I mean, what's the deal here? Does he have any of those kind of connections?
Well, from some of the viewers I heard from, there seems to be that perception that he's being protected. I don't know if – I can't say for certain whether the OHP is protecting them, but there is a judge in the county where this all happened who happens to have the last name of the same trooper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to make the connection there. I just spoke with the DA. I asked if they were related, and she told me she didn't believe that they were. But I haven't been able to confirm that. Because, you know, again, we're still working the story. We're still trying to find out some stuff. I still would like to see the entire dash cam video of what transpired.
Yeah, I think that's utterly necessary. I mean, we need to know what happened before, especially because, you know, the way that the video that I've seen, the gentleman in the back is trying to keep the coolest of heads, and it's not until, again, they try to arrest him, and he is the only EMS worker in the back with this woman, that he tends to get a little hot. And he doesn't even really get hot there. It's when they put their hands on him and say he's under arrest. And, you know, my point is I've had callers come in and say, no, he's the bad guy. He resisted arrest. Had he not resisted, they would have taken him into custody. He would have been processed. And this woman would have been taken to the hospital without an EMS worker in the back. To me, that's crazy.
Well, and they said that's the reason they didn't arrest him, because there was a patient back there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and they said that he could be arrested later on. And when I asked, well, why wasn't he arrested at the scene, they didn't want to arrest the paramedic because they said they didn't want to leave that area, which is a relatively small area without a paramedic on duty.
But that's kind of doublespeak, because then they would have arrested him after he got to the hospital or charged him. Like you said, there have been no charges yet.
And he hasn't been arrested yet.
Yeah, and he hasn't been arrested yet. So it really, to me, seems like they're really trying to cover their own you know, backsides, if you will. And this is just, to me, it was a really disgusting incident. These people are out there to save lives. This could have been dealt with just a call, like you said, to the 911 operator to see if there was an emergency call. There was no reason to set up what you said was basically a roadblock after they had taken care of their call to have this incident ensue. And again, we only get to see part of the picture. And I would think that, you know, there are, I think, two or three cop cars on the scene. There should be more than one dash cam.
Right.
So, you know, I hope that you continue to pursue this story. You hit us up with any updates. I really thank you for your time, sir. And like I said, if you get anything more, if the dash cam is released, please give us an email. Please give us a call, and we'd love to have you back on.
Well, thank you so much. And, I can tell you that this story has gone viral, and we've gotten tons of calls from across the country. You know, it's been all over the cable news networks. I think it made it in at least one story on the network level. So it's definitely an issue people are going to be keeping a close eye on, myself included.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave Jordan, everybody. And the latest on that EMT versus Oklahoma PD incident, really a disgusting incident, in my opinion, and a blight on the police force and really the police state that is encroaching on us. It's the Alex Jones Show. Back with your calls after this. Alex on the other side of the hour.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis.
All right, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. Alex about to join us at the top of the hour. We're going to really be analyzing this latest Obama speech, the coming out party for Internet 2, for the cybersecurity coordinator, for further DHS, NSA, CIA control of your life. An expansion of the Bush administration's policies. I promise you that. All right, let's go to callers. Freeburger in Virginia, you're on the air.
Uncle Burmis, what's up?
How you doing, friend?
Not too bad. Congratulations on being an uncle.
Oh, thank you. Cool. I'm hoping to get back to New York shortly. Actually, my sister went back up there with the baby, so hopefully sometime in the next month I'm going to go get to meet the latest addition to the family.
That's awesome. And I want to thank the Prison Planet crew for what they do, and thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you got it.
So, I wish I had been on the phone with Mr. Chapman. He's pretty reliable information.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Reinhardt fellow who has the Enterprise Corruption website.
Mm-hmm.
He makes, you know, a lot of varied predictions, and but you should check out his journal. It's pretty pretty interesting.
What do you think about this whole Obama speech about the new cybersecurity coordinator and all these hack attacks and how we have to regulate the Internet and, you know, the cyberbullying bill and Miley Cyrus behind it? I mean, it really does seem like a concerted effort to fast-track even further enslavement and control of the Internet and technology in general.
That's pretty intense. It's too bad more people aren't informed to try to take action and call their local representatives to, you know, take care of that.
Yeah, too many people just really do not see the bigger picture. And again, that's why it's so important that people go and get an endgame, because it really does lay out a huge agenda in only 2 hours. I thank you for the call. Derek in Utah, you're on the line. Yes, Derek. Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you. I noticed you guys are fighting the info war with the wrong tools in your servers there. I'm talking about the tech-savvy people right now. And what you guys are using is magnetic disks in your servers, right?
You know, I have no idea. Okay. I've got to be honest. I've got no idea.
All right. Well, you're using Newton's law, and Newton knew about magnetism, and that's what those disks are based off of. And you got to fight the info war with Moore's law. And I'll give you a website. It's www.fusionio.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what they do is they accelerate storage, and it's just going to be an awesome tool for you guys. I heard Alex saying that his bandwidth was costing $10,000. You take that $10,000 and invest in a drive, and your bandwidth is going to be amazing.
All right, the tech guys are listening, so hopefully they can help you with it. Thanks for the call, Derek. Let's go to Manuel in California. Manuel, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say special thank you to all the 9/11 Truth people out there. You guys have a link on Prison Planet right now to a interview with Richard Gage about 9/11 Truth. I'm the producer that got him to come on to our TV show.
Oh, excellent.
And, the response has been phenomenal.
Well, tell people about that. You're a local mainstream affiliate. Really quickly, just tell people how you did that.
Hey, you know, there's some good people in Fresno that are bringing this 9/11 Truth to the area, and I kind of leached onto that and got them on for an interview, and it was great. Had a good response to
Manuel. I've got Alex coming up. I wish I could have spent more time with you, and I thank you so much for helping us break into the mainstream. We'll be back with Alex Jones after this. It is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.